In Jesus' name to you all this morning. I've been richly blessed to be here already this morning. And the last hymn that we sung, number 31, says the Lord has stooped to serve and we are richly blessed. And that's, I definitely feel that way this morning. And I know you brothers feel likewise. And so it's been a joy and a pleasure to be here this morning already. And Brother Aiden, I thank you for the prayer. My heart echoes your prayer. And this morning, I've had on my heart to share some out of Psalm 4. If you all want to turn there, we will read through this Psalm, and I'll make a few comments. Hear me when I call, O God. Of my righteousness, thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increase. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. My desire this morning is to stir up a hunger to have a greater awe of God and His Word. I sense that need in my life to have a greater awe of Him and His Word and to value His Word in a greater way and to have a rightful reverence of Him. And to not take His presence lightly. Here in verse 1, David acknowledges that his righteousness is through God and not of himself. And the other portion that I want to try to communicate is the righteousness that we have in our lives is not of ourselves, is not of myself, and so let me not boast. But allow it to worship God. But allow it to provoke a greater worship in my heart to God in pure holiness and service to Him, and not to use it for my own glory. He says, have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. We are all in need of God's mercy today. I know I am. And we desire that He would hear our prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? And I don't say that to any of you brothers here, but it was just a blessing that this was in here. It says, how long will you leave? Will you love vanity and seek after leasing? So seek after leasing is like to... leasing is number 3577 in the Hebrew. It means like falsehood, literally, untruth, or figuratively. It could be an idol. If we're not truly seeking, if we're not truly seeking God with a true heart, but we're seeking after vanity and turning God's glory into shame. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. And we know that we all are called. We all are called to bring forth fruit, to be godly, that we would serve the Lord. That the Lord will hear when we call on him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Stand in awe and sin not. If I would see the Lord Jesus in person, or when the day when he returns, what would my response be? Would I fall? I believe that we would fall to our face and would be in awe. But how can I today endeavor to live in a way that, in an understanding way, that he sees all things? And that I would live a holy life and would be grateful for his blessings each day and not use it to my own gratification. Stand in reverence and fear. Awe is the meaning of awe would be fear mingled with admiration or reverence. His majesty awed them into silence. If we picture fear mingled with admiration, having a fear of someone, yet with a deep reverence and admiration, I desire more of that for my life towards his word and towards him himself and his kingdom, and each one of you brothers and sisters to admire you more and to look up to you and to see the good that you have invested in my life through this. I was just considering how dependent I am on God and his spirit to work in my heart, and his word to minister to me. And then I considered how dependent I am on each one of you brothers and sisters. The word says to provoke one another to love and good works. And if we allow the standard of holiness to be squandered and to lower, if I allow that in my life, there's a tendency for us brothers together to lower it. So we are very dependent upon one another. to lead holy lives as our lives challenge one another. But if we all just have sin in our lives and go carefree and not do not have the reverence and the awe of God how we should, I'm afraid things will not go well. But I'm very thankful for each one of you brothers that desire holiness and have been a great blessing to myself and our family. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Verse 5. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness. You know, in the old covenant, they had to bring proper sacrifices. But we're very thankful that we can do much more than that today. That we can give our lives as a living sacrifice. Our heart and righteousness. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, through His blood, that we can offer a proper sacrifice. Just had to consider how God yearns for a righteous sacrifice from each one of us. A righteous heart and life for His service. Set apart for His service. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. By the grace of God, we will show others good. And isn't that our plea from each one of us? That He'd lift up the light of His countenance upon us. That He would show us the way to His will, personally, but also corporately. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. It seems to me that this verse is saying that He has put gladness in our hearts more than material blessings, more than a great yield in crops or in any material blessings. And we're thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ that has made us glad this morning. And that in Him, we can be glad and be joyful and show forth His glory. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for Thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Where I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for Thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. We're very thankful. You know, before I was converted, I'll put it this way. I slept a lot better after I was converted physically. The peace of a good night of rest and the Lord blessing us with refreshment. Yes, I've slept a lot better, and I just consider the miracle of being refreshed in the morning after we sleep. And we have a good night of rest, and we wake up in the morning and we're refreshed. And it just gave me a small portion of awe for the God that we serve. And that's my heart is, we're blessed in so many ways. We're completely dependent upon God and upon His Spirit, upon His Word to minister to our hearts, and that we would lead overcoming lives and love one another. It is only through Him that we're able to do that. And so, would I allow that awe to provoke a greater love for Him and for His kingdom and holiness and serving Him in a more fuller way? And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye have always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. I'm so thankful for His grace that can make me abound, us abound together to every good work. That is truly, that's not of myself, but it's of Him. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of Thy word. Psalm 119:161. That's about all that I have to share with you, brothers, this morning. There's some verses here in 2 Peter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace be unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith and salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We're very thankful that we are kept by the power of God this morning, from week to week as we travel through life, that He keeps us by the power of God. We serve truly a very sustaining God, and He upholds His people. And so I thank you. Thank you, brothers and sisters, each one for, like I said earlier, for the investment that you've made in our lives and endeavoring to serve Him with your whole heart and in holiness. And we definitely need you. I need you, and our family needs you, and your input into our lives, and it truly, your lives have truly been a blessing to me, and have encouraged me and to live a holy life and to serve Him fully. And I appreciate that very much from each one of you, and ask that the Lord would bless you.